Freeride World Tour is coming back to Haines in 2016. The organization asked the borough for permission to scout potential competition sites outside the Helisquy boundaries. And despite a strongly worded letter from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game urging the borough not to grant permission, the assembly voted to allow the permit, excluding one of the most sensitive areas. The resolution sparked debate between local conservation groups, a Helisquy company owner, and the borough's tourism department. Earlier this year, in March, the Freeride World Tour made its first ever Alaska stop, and they chose Haines. Despite weather delays, the event was successful. Many in Haines enjoyed the backcountry action and the stacks of cash that skiers and snowboarders, media, and organizers were spending on hotels, in bars, and in restaurants. For the 2016 event, Freeride requested another special events permit that would allow them access to three areas not authorized to use by local Helisquy guides. Those areas requested are closer to town with better access. Here's Haines Tourism Director Leslie Ross.
Freeride will only be using one location. They're asking for three out-of-bounds locations. They also have several inbounds locations pointed out. When this event occurs, it will occur in one space. So they're not asking for three out-of-bounds areas to use all three. They want to have as many venues open as possible to allow them to choose for safety, for light, for snow conditions.
The special Helisquy competition permit was recommended for approval by former borough manager Dave Sosa just 2 days before he moved out of town earlier this month. In the letter, he says that borough staff met with special interest groups to discuss the permit and its potential impacts. But local conservation advocates at the meeting said they couldn't find any evidence of that consultation. Here's Lynn Canal Conservation Board member Scott Carey.
And so before you vote on this, you should know that there's been no community input on these areas at all.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game was consulted, however, and in a letter to the borough, biologist Carl Koch strongly advised against allowing any out-of-bounds permits. Pam Randles is the director of the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation and was one of many to speak out against the permit.
The Bear Foundation met as a board, and we strongly agree with Fish and Game that those particular three areas are very sensitive areas for bears, for goats, and for wolverines. I've personally seen them there in the winter. I've seen them making dens. These are sensitive areas.
Koch's letter states that collared goats are known to winter in those requested areas, on Tikkun Ridge, in the Tuckshinook Range, and at a spot called Caesars. He wrote that the proposed activity would have a negative impact on those goats. He also stated that brown bear dens were observed in two of the three sites and that denning wolverines could very well be holed up in those areas. He said allowing the permit would ignore the lengthy process that set those boundaries in the first place. Scott Sundberg is the owner of Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures and a liaison for the Freeride Group. He said the recommendations from ADF&G don't have enough data or concrete findings. He added that Freeride and the Helisquy community have no interest in disrupting wildlife.
This is a 1 or 2 day event. If we were to inspect these sites, and we inspect them rather diligently, and if there's wildlife present, it's immediately scratched.
On the phone from Switzerland was Nicholas Hale Woods, the general manager of Freeride World Tour. He said the 2015 event was a lifetime highlight for the skiers and crew.
We were touched by the community's welcoming, and the unique quality of the mountain range was mind-blowing.
Hale Woods offered to take an observer over the sites prior to any snow inspections to scope out the wildlife situation. He said the Freeride community is sensitive to the concerns and will make an effort to limit the number of people and activity in the chosen spot. After testimony for, but mostly against, the permit, the assembly agreed the Freeride crew and skiers were professional and respectful, and the event gave a much-needed boost to the local economy. But they also agreed that more locals should have been consulted. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer moved to eliminate the Tuckshinook option, a culturally sensitive area that Fish and Game says is home to wintering goats. That motion passed unanimously. Assemblymember Tresham Gregg then suggested using one of the remaining prohibited areas only as a last resort. George Campbell responded, saying with the organization's sterling reputation and lots of eyes on them from all over the world, the assembly should trust that they know what they're doing.
We're putting restrictions on wildlife distances. We're putting other such restrictions on them. I think we should just let them operate and trust that they're going to do the best job they can to do the least amount of impact on everything, because, again, part of their audience is also very conscious of wildlife and the environment. And they don't want the reputation of being the people out destroying the environment either.
Assemblymember Ron Jackson proposed an amendment that would put in writing that Free Ride must bring an observer over the sites before any competition activity. That passed unanimously. The main motion to allow the permit, excluding Tuckshinuck, passed 5-1, with Greg opposed. The Free Ride World Tour brought more than 100 athletes, organizers, and media to Haines in 2015. The Haines portion of the 2016 event is slated for March 17th. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.